All right, can y'all hear me? Ugh. Seems like we're actually getting worse this week, doesn't it? Can subdirector find Sticks and unmute him? I'm going to call on him during the fireside. classic Void. Well done. Mike is doing his training. He is sort of around, but not, you know, not, he's not super available. He should be back more after the new year. He keeps me conspicuously updated on his status. I switched my push to talk. I'm using my keyboard now. I had it on my mouse, and like after all our meetings and then like doing the fireside yesterday, my thumb hurt from holding it for so long. So we're trying the keyboard push to talk. I aren't all PMs from Mike drunk PMs at this point. All right. Looks like we're filling up. Got a few more people yet to join, I think, but, this is the last fireside, of the year. A week from now is Christmas Eve, and then 2 weeks from now is New Year's Eve. So there will not be firesides, for the rest of the year. This is our last one. Maybe you guys have 2 weeks to train, at telling me that you can't hear me. Okay. X and Elysium, if you tried out a Grabquel, since we talked about it. All right. See, yeah, this is definitely a number we need to improve on. Can someone drop Styx's thread? And Styx, are you unmuted?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you wax poetic on it?
I don't know what that means, but I'll talk. So, in case you guys don't know, there have been a big push to get crab calls going. So if you haven't ran them before, or you don't even know what a crab is, it's the new Concord beacons. Reading that thread should give you everything you need to start doing the crab calls. It's very safe since you have the panic feature. So even trying to save, you know, supers and stuff like that, there's a lot of blunders. And even if you're just doing them solo in dreads, that's about one of the most dangerous things you could do, I think. So the crab calls are super safe. I've ran like 200 something crabs by now, maybe like 7 or 80 of them with these crab calls. So they're definitely really good. Even in the thread, I included a couple of battle reports of the crab calls just defending themselves. So if there's a small gang or a bunch of bombers come through, that's just an extra bonus wave of loot. Make sure you have your MTU down. You can... what that fits too, and I verified everything on CC before I posted the mount. Even if you just have two characters and you have to like warp your capitals in and out of the sites to do them, they'll perform just fine. And I'm always available for questions if you guys have questions on how to do the sites, for efficiency, for fittings. I have extra implants in there. I have a guide on how to roll your drones if you want to roll the drones.
So I think the important thing here is that it is extremely profitable and extremely easy to do, very safe. And if you have a bunch of old Rorks sitting around like I did, you can use the Rorks to do it. If you don't want to do PvE, but you have a bunch of Rorks sitting around, sell them on the market. There are a lot of demand for people who want to buy a Rork to run this, so put them up on the market. Just really good stuff, really easy to do. Matahashi and I did like a demo for people the other day, and we ran 3 crab beacons, and we got good loot. It was good loot rolls, and we both pulled about a billion isk on 3 beacons. That was a really good roll, but it's still indicative of what you can be doing.
And one comment on the thread: the rigs are not a suggestion; they are mandatory. Don't use mining rigs; you will die.
Yeah.
So the rigs, I pulled the rigs off of the. I think it's like the Chad Qual fit or the I don't give a fuck about how much I mine fit. So if you had a shield rigged Rorqual hole before, it's the same rigs as that one.
All right. If you don't want to do that, go ahead and pick up an Ishtar. Ishtars are super low effort way to make money, and you could run as many of them as you have accounts. It makes it really easy to plex your account too if you run them well enough. So Ratnet has a thread. I've been running an Ishtar. I've been running a Myrmidon, and I've been running a Crabquel. There have been certain people claiming that they have to stay home and crab all the time to plex their accounts because they can't afford to pay for it in rubles, and that's fine. So I wanted to run a Myrmidon and see how long it took. It turned out it's really easy. I did that with low effort ratting for about 10 days, not even ratting every day. So, but get to an Ishtar. Ishtars are great, make a lot of money, and the effort is low. But then Crabquels, if you can be at the keyboard, you can do it with a buddy, or you can do it yourself if you have two of them, are extremely easy to do and make you just a ton of money. Login rewards. I wanted to talk to you guys about that. CCP has like a 13 days of Christmas. Make sure you're logging your accounts and getting it. I don't think we know the final rewards, but even looking at what's in the first few days, they have really good rewards, including a lot of SP, which you should be saving. So go ahead and make sure you're logging in all your accounts and grabbing those rewards. Oh, okay. You do know. Wait, it's 500,000. Woo! 500,000 SP total. All right. Yeah. So get that. Start logging in. You haven't missed it. You can get it from now. Like there are enough bonus days. So log in and keep going. Toby, we're saving SP because we're going to have new doctrines eventually, and I want you guys ready to fly them day one. And then for the crap calls, remember Delve 911. It is a Jabber channel. No spaces, no underscores, whatever. Delve 911. Join this channel. Beehive is still running. That is for more active routing. But if Beehive is down, use Delve 911 if you get tackled in a crap call. Okay, there will be a cap training directly after this fireside. If you want to learn how to use a cap, Dave Archer will be running it after this fireside. It is a very good thing to attend and learn or work on your cap skills. Cap training after the fireside. I wanted to say congratulations to Beyond Knox. He has been our latest director to be rest and pissed. He has been promoted for showing gross competency. And a special announcement, he does not yet know it, but Ryan Saleta, you have also showed too much competency. Rest in piss, you are being promoted as of now. All right, just put it in command. You too can get involuntarily promoted if you show too much competency. Thank you for your hard work, everyone who volunteers to make this game easier for other people. Let's see. If you have an Omega account while claiming dailies for events, you get all the previous day's events as well. So you're basically saying if you plex your account near the end, you still get the rest of them. Sullen mentions this to me.
That's correct.
Cool. Yeah, that's good to know. All right. Exciting news. We are going to start SRPing amulet sets. That's the former slave implants for carriers and dreads. That's every amulet except Omega. So please go ahead and buy yourself. We have a post. Someone linked the post. You can have mid-grade amulets in your dreads and carriers. We will put them in. No Omega. So all mid-grades except the Omega will be SRP'd. Now, it is time for Secret Santa. This is the last day to sign up for most of them. So, yeah, if you have high grades, we'll give you the mid-grade reimbursement. So if you want to have it more, you can run high grades and we'll do it. No, it's not SRP'd if it's in your cargo. That's not a move we're looking to go. And it is not mandatory at the moment. We may make it mandatory, but Secret Santa, if you want to get some amulets, maybe put that on your list. That might be a really good something that your Santa could buy for you or your Santee can buy for you. Nothing for Shield Dreads right now, Hemfist. We're not really pushing Shield Dreads other than the Phoenix. We will consider it depending on how the amulets go. Amulets are made locally. A lot of goons make them. And so it's a good... It's good to keep our market local, basically. We'll look at Nirvana's afterwards if we like the uptake. Can I get the S-Mart thread for amulet selling linked as well? Yeah, I want people to order from goons if we can do it. All right, can someone link our blog, please? Can someone link the goon blog? Rom is looking for people to tell stories about the Alliance. There it goes. There's our blog. And then, Rom, can you X up? There he is. You can send him a message. He is looking for people who want to tell their Alliance story. Whatever you're doing, we're not looking for news about the world's largest battle. Tell us what's going on in EVE. It's a blog. We want people, something about your life in Goons, your life in EVE. Let us know what's going on. We are definitely looking for writers. People enjoy reading these articles, so you can contribute in that way. All right, that is most of the news I wanted to talk about. I'm sure some other directors have some stuff they want me to mention. There is something with two initials I'm not mentioning, and if I don't mention it this week and then we don't have two other firesides, I've gone 3 weeks without having to mention it, and boy, will that feel good. I do have something I wanted to do for you. This is just a fun thing. This is the post-Christmas or pre-Christmas treat. I will now take a challenge. Anyone who wants me to say their in-game name, you can X in Elysium, and I will attempt it. I will attempt to say your name. All right, this is going to be worse than I thought. Stop. All right, I cannot do this many names. I thought there would be five. Some of you have really easy names, like Kiromancer. I can just say your name. Robbie Zeno. I'm just going to pick the easy ones now that everyone's actually here. Jim Gonzo. See? So good. All right, let's see. We got Acelopiorb. Easy. So easy. We got Spamming. We got Yosetsu. Burnin', right? Maui 2. Toxie, Rakbar, Roxalian, Triss Flantry, Tyrai Adaron, Zelia. I can't read this fast. My eyes hurt. The Bashti. Oh, crash the server time. Here we go. This is the Zor chain of all Zor chains. Someone get Boris in here. The server's going to overheat. X. All right. Well, I thought this would be a fun little thing we could do, but just like everything Goons touch, we have ruined it. I think Jabber might have crashed. I really do. It stopped scrolling for me. Either you all stop Xing or it crashed. We just hard crashed. Oh, there it goes again. Just about a 10-second freeze. Yeah, it's frozen again. Yeah, I think we're breaking Jabber. Boris is going to kill me. I'll say some names while it's frozen. Vindo Viper, why did you name yourself? That's such a dumb name. Heinrich Wagner, that's easy. Debashti, Ellie May, Ratatouille, Chipri, Kuno Akachi, Cyrilix Barbosa. Why do you guys choose to name yourself these names? Rock Lee San, Kyrios Akalehi, Irzam Bathana, Dynex Charger, Isaac Agunin. KC, that was hard to say. All right. Thank you guys for showing up. I'm going to wish you very Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I appreciate you guys so much. We have no more firesides for the next 2 weeks. I will see you guys at the start of next year. Thank you so much for showing up. As always, I appreciate you guys very much. You guys have a great Christmas, great holidays, and I'll talk to you on the other side.